the end of the world in Adventism. But part of the story of the parable of the ten virgins is a purification process, and those that are victorious in this purification process are the wise virgins. As verse 10 states, the wise will understand, the wise virgins are going to understand the prophetic message of the hour. It's going to be part of the process of purification that they go through. And just as it was fulfilled to the very letter in the Millerite time period, it will be fulfilled again to the very letter at the end, which means by implication that at the very end there will once again be a prophetic message that will be used in the process of purification of God's people as they approach the latter rain time period, which is paralleling the midnight cry period of 1844 that led to the great disappointment. So, if you haven't studied Daniel 12 in a while, you see a purification process of wise and unwise in verse 10 connected with a time prophecy that has two time prophecies. And you really can't separate the thought of verse 11 and 12. They are the same thought. You can't address them as two standalone time prophecies. And I'm saying that because you have to see by the context of these verses that they have the same starting point. And the starting point in verse 11 says, "And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away." Now, those that want to place this at the end of the world, they talk about this daily being taken away, and they make an emphasis about what this daily symbolizes at the end of the world. But brothers and sisters, they will sometimes try to suggest that it is up to someone that is upholding the pioneer position to try to defend why this daily of verse 11 isn't pointing to some place at the end of the world, as opposed to, they will most times agree that the daily in chapter 8 and chapter 11 of Daniel is as the pioneers understood it. Not always, but generally some of them will uphold the pioneer view that the daily symbolizes pagan Rome or paganism in the more general sense. And they will suggest that chapter 8, when dealing with the daily and the abomination of desolation, and chapter 11, verse 31, when dealing with the daily and the abomination of desolation, that truly is identifying pagan Rome and the abomination of desolation, papal Rome.